Hello everyone and welcome back to Katha Potli, the story box for children. Today we begin with a new season of stories. In this season, I will tell you folk tales of different states of India. Indian folk tales are an important part of the country's culture, which is a rich source of moral virtues. They have served a much bigger purpose than just entertaining people. Various states of India have different kinds of folk tales associated to their culture. Season 8 is a very special series in which we will listen to folk stories of different states. Let's start with the northmost state of India, Jammu and Kashmir. Kashmir is a very beautiful state situated in the Himalayas. This state is also known as the heaven on earth because of its natural beauty. Listen to this beautiful tale from Kashmir. The name of the story is The Lucky Bird. There was once a poor woodcutter. One day, while working, he felt tired and he sat down under a tree to rest for a while. A little bird flying about happened to see the woodcutter and felt sad at his miserable condition. "I must help him," thought the bird, and perched beside the woodcutter. As the woodcutter dozed off, the little bird laid a golden egg near him and flew away. When the woodcutter woke up, he was surprised to see the golden egg. He quickly picked it up and slipped it in his pocket. Then he bundled the log which he had chopped that day and carried them to the shopkeeper to whom he usually sold his wood. "Such a small bundle?" asked the shopkeeper. "You every day bring big bundles. It seems you didn't work very much today." The woodcutter then told him how he had dozed off and that he found a golden egg when he woke up. The shopkeeper was a very cunning man. He lured him into exchanging the egg for a single gold coin. The innocent woodcutter accepted. The shopkeeper also told him that he could bring the bird that laid the golden egg. He could get 5 gold coins. Promising to bring the bird, the woodcutter went home. The next day, when he went to the same tree where he had found the golden egg and sat down, pretending to sleep, the little bird came again and perched beside him. Just then, the woodcutter sprang up and he caught the bird. "Now, I shall sell you to the shopkeeper for 5 gold coins," said the woodcutter. "But one golden egg is 100 times more valuable than 5 gold coins. Don't you know that?" screeched the bird. "The shopkeeper had made a fool of you." The woodcutter realized his mistake. "I'm sorry, I got greedy and harmed you," he said. But the bird fell to the ground. "My end is near," she moaned. "I came from the family of lucky birds. We bring luck to men, but we are destined to die if ever caught by humans." The woodcutter heard this and he cried bitterly. He asked, "Is there any way I can help you?" The bird said, "When I die, pluck a feather from my wing and show it to the fire. You will be transported to my home. Give my feather to my family and tell them the truth." Saying this, the lucky bird died. The woodcutter did as he was told. In an instant, he found himself amidst the lucky bird's family. He showed them the feather and narrated his story to them. "Oh, we must act really fast," said the father bird. he kept the lucky bird's feather on the ground and began to hop around it. After 10 rounds, the father bird touched the feather. And lo, the lucky bird's lifeless body was transported there. Then the mother bird and sister birds bought some green leaves and grass that could raise the dead and stuffed them into lucky bird's beak. And in no time, the lucky bird opened her eyes. The woodcutter was ecstatic to see her alive again. The lucky bird then spoke. Luck appears and disappears. And so do we have lucky birds. But we don't stay with those who are greedy. The woodcutter cried, I have lost you because of my foolishness. The lucky bird said, Don't be disheartened, friend. You have helped me. And so I shall return to you once again. But you will have to wait for that time. The woodcutter returned home with a very heavy heart, but with the hope that the lucky bird would return someday. So children, I hope you enjoyed listening to this beautiful Kashmir tale, and stay tuned to listen to many more folk tales from different states of India in season 8. Thank you, bye and take care.